Good morning and welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this program that features poetry and prose by talented local writers read in their own voices. Today, Michael Guillebeau returns to center stage and asks us, what if reality is more than bare facts?
I've always said I was raised more by books than family or friends, but I realize now that most of the shaping and the joy in my life have come not from the books, but from the sheer beauty of the words themselves and from the time spent with the beauty spinners of those magical words. An example. On a Friday night some time back, I heard a local beauty spinner named Jason Isbell sing his song, If We Were Vampires, about a couple in love praying they will have 40 years before one of them will have to live without the other. I've been married 35 years to the love of my life, and I am at the point where every day is a struggle to hold my health together and not leave that girl behind. As another beauty spinner, Bob Dylan, once said in a different poem, every word that Mr. Isbell had written rang true, like they were written in my soul. As Mr. Isbell's words transformed me, I had to sit down on a bench and squeeze my eyes shut so the tears would not break through and embarrass me. I get it. We would rather be imprisoned statues than let our humanity out. But the next morning, as I stood alone in my bathroom, Michael Martin Murphy sang an old tearjerker about a pony named Wildfire. Because Mr. Isbell's words had rattled the cage of the prisoner in my soul the night before, Mr. Murphy's unrelated beauty broke my prison bars like fragile twigs, and I sat there while the tears and the humanity that I had denied the night before poured out of me and turned the statue into a wild and free, wet-faced, real-life 72-year-old boy. This battle goes on in each of us every day. We know that the world prefers us to follow the rules, keep our hearts on the inside and our useful parts working on the outside. Reality closes us up and molds us into the automatons it needs. Good workers, good citizens. You can even argue that the essence of good mental health is embracing this. The rules and the realities tell us that Wildfire is just one more horse, and that we really don't want to be vampires. We don't shed tears for that reality. But what if reality is something more than those bare facts? Mr. Murphy's song says that Wildfire is not just a horse, but a horse with a whirlwind by its side, and a girl who transcends death itself on her back. What those words give us is not just bare reality, but meaning. And that connection to meaning is what we call beauty. Some words in a sentence tell us that they matter. And if they matter beautifully, maybe our ordinary lives can matter too.
Author and publisher Michael Guillebeau hails from Madison, Alabama, and is the winner of the 2017 Forward Reviews Indie Award for Humor Book of the Year for his novel, The Mad Librarian, about a North Alabama librarian who steals to keep her library alive. You can hear Michael's story again by visiting the Sundial Writer's Corner on our website, WLRH.org. And we'll bring you another episode of Sundial next Monday morning at 9 here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.